Want to grow your business and take it to the next level? Well, here we all are, and we are going to show you how through hard work, perseverance, and a little help and know-how, you can take things to the next level and push the success of your business even further. Let's get going.
Welcome, everyone. Your next episode of the Practiceology podcast, the science of running a highly profitable allied health business that works without you. And I've got the great Rick Lau joining me today on this episode. Rick, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Quick Rick Lau introduction. Rick Lau is a seasoned healthcare entrepreneur who successfully built three multi-million dollar healthcare companies over the past 20 years. His entrepreneurial journey started from humble beginnings. His first company, PT Health, began as a small business and transformed into a company that grew to a network of 100 plus rehab clinics across Canada. His second company, Clinic Supplies Canada, is a one-stop shop for clinic and is one of the largest e-commerce healthcare providers in Canada. His third company, Call Hero, is a call performance and training software, which was created to try and make front desk teams at health businesses accountable for bookings and rebookings, et cetera. He hosts the biggest clinic owner event in Canada called Accelerate. He's been a featured presenter on the ultimate social media and online advertising client attraction system, which you can find at healthbusinessprofits.com/social media. He was also one of the featured speakers on the World Physiotherapy and Physical Therapy Business Success Summit. You can find that at summit.physio. Rick Lau, are you right for your 7 questions in 7 minute podcast?
Oh, yes. I'll do my best because I'm a speaker. I talk a lot, right?
I know. Well, you've got 7 minutes. Your timer starts. You listening? You ready?
Yeah.
We're away. Rick Lau, who is your ideal client at Call Hero?
All right. Ideal client is whether you're a physiotherapist, chiropractor, dentist, doctor, podiatrist, massage therapist, and you own a $500,000 clinic or more, at least you own at least a $500,000 clinic, you want to grow to a million or more, you know, whether you have multiple locations in Canada, US, or in Australia, in the UK.
Beautiful. That's very good. Question number two, with 6 minutes and 34 seconds left, Rick, what is the problem you solve for these owners? What do you help them with?
Yeah, the problem we're solving is we help clinics stop losing new patients over the phone. So what that means is, you know, like that could be the front desk not answering the phones, the front desk not converting like marketing phone calls into appointments. The last problem is solving why online marketing is not converting into your clinic, you know.
All right. Question three. You're on fire, Rick. 6 minutes and 3 seconds left. What are the typical symptoms people experience with bad front desk or with front desk problems? What are the symptoms they have?
The symptoms. So one is you're losing new patients to that new clinic startup, you know, or one of your biggest competitor in your community. You may be losing new patients because the phone scripts that you're using or the lack of it is not working. You don't have you know, your front desk aren't confident with like selling over the phones. And lastly is a symptom is that, you know, you typically complain, you may complain that Google Ads or online marketing or community marketing is not working at your clinic. But in reality, it really is. It's just, it's all at the front.
So question four, with 5 minutes left, what are the common mistakes people make when trying to solve their front desk problems?
They spend more on marketing. Hoping they can get their schedules full, you know. Number two is not measuring and training and role playing with your team, your front desk team, on phone scripts and embracing that they're actually part of your sales team. You know, that's one thing I hear a lot with clinic owners in the healthcare industry is like, I don't have a sales team. You absolutely have a sales team. Your sales team is actually your front desk, you know? And so your marketing agencies or your marketing companies are actually driving you the leads. The problem is like your sales team haven't been trained, measured, and taught on how to convert those marketing leads into appointments.
Why is that? Because the owner doesn't know how to do it? Why don't they fix this? This isn't one of the questions. This is an extra question. Why haven't they fixed it already?
Does this count as part of my minutes?
Probably. Well, yeah, but okay. Well, why haven't they fixed it? You've got plenty of time. Why haven't they fixed it?
Why haven't they fixed it? Well, one is, I think number one is they haven't, I think the most important thing is they've embraced, I think they've not acknowledged that the front desk is like part of the sales team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And that is the number one problem, is that like, if you start seeing your front desk as sales team, you will start hiring very differently. You will train them very differently. You will measure them very differently. You also probably give them a compensation plan based on conversion rates and how many patients gets booked, you know, not just like, yeah.
Question five, with 3 minutes left. What was one valuable free action, Rick, that Praxisology audience members can do to help fix it? What can they do now to fix it? You said one, make them a salesperson. That's in itself.
I'll give you two free actions. Number one is, and I tell this to everyone, whether you're using Call Hero or software or not, like you could do this manually. So all those people, So instead of you losing new patients who called you yesterday and said like they didn't book, they want to think about it, call them the next day. We call these win backs. So call back the people that didn't book yesterday, or the people that didn't leave a voice message, and try to like win them back, you know? So in the sales world, we call that follow-up calls, you know? And in our world, try to win them back. Just call them. They already called you, you know?
Yeah.
So that's tip number one. Tip number two is that, like, you know, for all the people that are spending like thousands of dollars on online marketing or community marketing and not knowing whether it works, implement like a call tracking number. Find out, like, for example, like if you spent $1,000 on Google Ads, find out exactly how many of those Google Ads got you a phone call, you know, and out of those phone calls, how many booked, and you can measure how much it cost you to get a new patient in the door. And if you did that across all your marketing channels, like Google Ads, Facebook, you do that through community marketing, doctor marketing, if you add that up, it will tell you based on cost per booked where you should be spending your money on marketing.
Brilliant. Question six, with a minute and 50 seconds left. What's one valuable free resource, Rick? Where can Praxisology listeners and viewers go to get help with this? What do you got for them?
Okay, so this is perfect. When I talk to most owners either feel like they're doing a great job over the phone, or they're doing like a really bad job over the phone, right? And so whether you're doing a good job or a bad job, you know, you should take, I do the special offer. It's called it's a free call grader test. And what it is like, we actually have a professional mystery shopper to actually call your front desk, and we will like pretend to be a patient. We'll transcribe the entire phone call, and we'll actually give you like, we'll actually grade that phone call on a 19-point checklist. And then we're going to literally give you tips on what you could do. And if they're doing a great job, you should use this at your next staff meeting to celebrate with them, you know? And then on top of that, I'm going to actually give you like all my battle tested like phone scripts on everything that, you know, every single objection that the patient would have, and also even how you open up conversation. And you could do all of this without feeling salesy, right? So if you want the call grader test, just go to my website at trycallhero.com. Trycallhero.com, and you could grab that free call grader test.
All my clients have gone through the call grader, so it's sensational. So make sure you do it. So what was the URL, Rick?
Call grader, trycallhero.com.
Yeah. Trycallhero.com. And Rick, I'll give you a couple of seconds because I stole a few of your seconds. What's the one question I should have asked you that would give great value to our audience?
One good question that the great good is, how much did it cost you to get a new patient in the door? How much did it cost you to get a new patient booked in the door from Google?
Yeah, track your numbers. You got to know your numbers. And Rick, Call Hero does exactly that, which is why I love it so much. Mate, sensational. Thanks for being part of the Praxisology podcast. You're a genius.